Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
We want parenting to be an event. That means child does something wrong. I want to go into his room. I want to have a conversation with him. And he says, you're right. I'm wrong. I need more authority in my life. I've got heart problems. I need a savior. Where can I find him? We want to finish conversation. So what we do is we sort of wind ourselves up emotionally, trying to produce in a single conversation, which God has designed to be a process. Think about this. Having redeemed me by his shed blood, having justified me by his grace, what does God then do? He sets himself on a lifelong process of changing me. As a child of God, my growth in grace, my change is not an event. It's a process. It's literally a lifelong process. So that frees me. I'm able to say, I've gone as far as I can in this conversation. God's put this child in my home. I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning. We're going to have more opportunities. It can take the emotional pressure and power out of those moments. What it means is that parenting becomes then one long, unending conversation. I know as I'm talking with this four-year-old that he only understands a few things that I'm saying, but I know I'm going to have that conversation when he's 5 and 11 and 16. And so I'm conducting myself that way. It's that kind of process mentality. And then that means I want to be a good steward of my children. I want to be asking all the time, where are they struggling? Where are they being tempted? Where are they resisting? So I'm looking for opportunities to advance that conversation one more step.
Boy, that's so good. Let's talk about character. This was fantastic. You said not all of the wrong that our children do is a direct rebellion to authority. Much of the wrong is just the result of a lack of character. Boy, I'd love to make a further distinction and unpack that if you would.
Well, again, if you treat every wrong thing as high-handed rebellion, your children are going to feel accused of things that they just never had in their thoughts or their motivations.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.